time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for another spin in government circles with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, Patricia Hayes, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the General Assistance Department, top executives grapple with a wide range of government problems, and they look to their junior staff for keenness and reliability, for that quiet, steady efficiency that keeps the machine running smoothly. Well, that's what they look for. But what do they get?
I worried about Mildred's typing, too. Look at this NATO conference report. Can you remember what you dictated?
It began something like, the delegates got through a large number of points and discussed great battles of the past.
Exactly. And look what Mildred sent out. The delegates got through a large number of points and discussed great battles of the past.
Yeah, and the covering letter's not much better. It begins, "Death, sir."
Yes, well, she'll have to send out a new one with a letter of apology. Have a word with her, too.
I'd like one. Mildred.
What's that?
We're rather unhappy about this NATO report. I'm afraid we'll have to ask you to do it again.
Well, I can't do it now, Mr. Mann. I'm copying this magazine article.
What article is that?
It's all about having a baby.
Having a baby?
Yes, sir. They're those funny little pink things that are noisy at one end and unreliable at the other.
I don't know. I mean, you'd better sit down, Mildred, and put your feet up there. Oh, you are.
It's not me that's having the baby, Mr. Lamb. It's my sister.
Oh, I see.
And there's some very good advice on childbirth in this month's Modern Myth.
Modern Myth?
Yeah, but I only borrowed it, see, and I've got to get it back. So I'm typing a copy of the article. It's full of useful hints for mothers-to-be.
May I see? Oh, yes. Catchy title, From Here to Maternity.
There's exercises for getting your figure back, like lie on the floor with your feet in the air, and all about baby food.
Yes, haddock puree and rusks.
And it covers baby's clothes as well. I'm going to knit woolen booties.
Well, I never.
No, I don't suppose you do.
What are all these diagrams?
Oh, they show you how to hold safety pins in your mouth while you're smoking a cigarette.
What on earth's going on, Till? Did you show Mildred that report?
Yes, but she's doing an article for her sister who's got to lie on the floor with her feet in the air and woolen booties in her mouth, for she's having a baby, but she's got to give it back.
Yes, well, just as I thought. And another thing. Yes, my office is a shambles. Nothing in the right place, papers everywhere, corners not dusted. What on earth does that cleaning woman do with her time?
Well, she has to do this old corridor, sir, including that big office of Mr. Crawley.
I thought old creepy Crawley did his own cleaning. He's so neurotic, I saw him once dropping you sandwiches.
Well, shall I leave a note, sir, asking Mrs. Bunting to give your office an extra special clean?
Thank you, Milner, but that won't be necessary. I intend to have a word with her myself. I'll put her in her place.
Yes, ma'am.
There's too much mollycoddling of staff these days.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe in a firm line.
Yes, ma'am.
Jack's as good as his master cooks. No ice with me, you know.
No, ma'am.
I have a good mind to stay late this very day and have it out with him.
Oh, hello, Mr. Crawley.
Evening, Mrs. Bunting.
You're in early.
Yes, well, there's one of my clients I want to have a word with.
Oh, not me, I hope. I always try to leave my what's-his-name as I'd wish to find it.
No, not you, Mr. Crawley. It's that Lummox Brown I'm after. He's a right tear away.
Is he?
Keeps his office in a shocking state. Golf clubs all over the floor, Wellington boots in his inside, toast in his outside. Yes, and usually with the jammy tied down.
And you to clear it all up?
Yes, but not anymore. I'm going to wear it out with him, man to man.
Oh, Mrs. Bunting, you're early today.
Oh, yes, Mr. Lamb, I want a word with your colleague.
Ah, Mr. Bunting, I want a word with you, as a matter of fact. Now, you've been our charwoman for several weeks.
Don't you give me that. I am not a perishing charwoman. Hygiene operative, that is what I am. I'm here to complain about your office. It's a blooming shambles.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Grant, you just fill me out.
Yes.
But that don't alter the fact. The way you leave your room is a living scandal. How could I clean when your desk is littered with milk bottles, beer bottles, or even with, tell me not, water bottles?
Madam, I...
If you're trying to apologize, save your breath to cool your porridge. I don't want no apologies. I just want you to leave this office more spicker than spanner.
But this is Banting.
Get rid of them pork cars off the radiator. No, don't eat them. They've gone off. You will end up with pantomime poisoning.
Well, I'm glad we had this chat. I have to go now. Official government business, you said.
Government business. Don't make me laugh. I know where you're off to.
Huh?
You'll be sneaking into that strip club again.
But how?
No, you needn't try to deny it. Mrs. Clegg saw you going into the Soho Peeperama yesterday afternoon.
Oh, well, that was for the government service.
Oh, yes.
The Arts Council, you know.
Well,
yes. Well, I had to check on the bare facts.
I'm sure.
Well, good day to you, madam.
Loudmouth brute. Bullying a poor, defenseless woman.
Oh, never mind him, Mrs. Bunting. He's not so bad, really.
No, he's just at a difficult age. Well, I hope you don't think I was too hard on Mrs. Bunting yesterday morning.
Oh, no, sir. I thought you were a bit soft.
What?
She left you this note.
Oh, an apology, no doubt. Thank you. Let me have a look at this one. Please see that you leave your office in the proper and decent condition, or next time I'll box your ears. Yours respectfully, old Bunting Mrs. Oh, see, Mildred, she's learned her list more, right? Yours respectfully. That's what I like to see.
Here, I've brought them costumes for you, sir. They're ready to be signed.
Ah, good, yes. See, Gregory gets rather keyed up, you know, about this Ministry of Defense stuff. He was awfully upset when we mislaid that aircraft carrier. Now then, Mr. Command. Oh, Sir Gregory, what a delightful surprise. Well, I hope you're keeping well, sir, and how is your good lady? Shut up, Mr. Command. Is she really? Oh, be quiet, man. And where's Lamb? Lamb.
Ah,
he's up on the ministry roof.
He's up on the ministry roof?
Yes.
Well, I always try to seek out
some knowledge.
Perhaps you'll tell me
why
he's up on the roof.
He's gone to collect his socks. Yes.
And he washes them in the men's room, you know, and hangs them to dry on the roof. I don't want to know any more.
Forget that
I asked you.
Oh, as you wish. Now then, Lennox, man, I've got you another job
for the Ministry of Defense.
Oh.
A very important one.
Yes.
And extremely hush, hush, hush.
Has this long-standing problem,
sir?
Yes, she doesn't like standing too long. We're quite alone, sir.
Still best not to take any chances. I think you'd better move your blinds down.
Very good, sir.
Yes, yes.
You're quite right.
I don't like the woodwork written on the windowsill. Enemy agents
could have struck a microphone, not his food.
Quite. Now,
this file
has
details of Friday's big NATO exercise.
Ah, yes.
It's all here. Food, clothing, transport, and equipment. And you
are to check the cost,
yes.
Then get it
to NATO
by tomorrow.
It shall be done, sir.
Yes. And make sure all documents retain
a red star at the top.
That means top secret.
Red star. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Will Lamb be helping you on this? Oh, I doubt it.
No. I'm not expecting him back till late afternoon.
His socks usually blow away, you see.
And it takes him some time to retrieve them. They fall from a great height, you understand.
No, Lennox Brown. I do not understand. I really don't.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Lamb. Haven't you gone yet?
No, I was going to go home, Miss Connor. In fact,
I'm sure I haven't. I'm just
nipping back to my umbrella. I've been collecting my socks, you see, up on the roof.
Oh, you want to be careful up there, you know.
One
slip and you'll break your watcher's name.
Oh, I'm very sure of it.
Cheerio.
See you in the morning.
Yeah, good night, Mr. Collins.
Hello, Mrs. Duncan.
Oh, Mr. Lansdale, right?
Yes.
Well, that is devotion to duty and my mistake. The rest of them sneaked off hours ago, but they're not as dedicated as what you are.
Oh. Thank you, Mrs. Duncan. You're not appreciated here, Mr. Lamb, you know. No more nor I.
Except Mr. Lumber Brown, he's holding you back.
Yes, I suppose he is.
Well, you shouldn't let him, Mr. Lamb. You have got tremendous attributes. Yes, and you don't want to hide them. I've got the young nephew, you know, Cedric, his name is. And I always like to think he would grow up like you.
Yeah.
An executive of the ghetto.
Thank you very much.
Well, he's very clever, his young people. But they're not both either, too.
Well, my headmaster said they couldn't teach me anything.
And I believe that he loves drawing, sees it, John.
Oh, yes.
Scribble all day, he will.
Yeah.
And he's good with his hands. Oh, look at this. Clutter on Mr. Lummock Brown's desk. I could be here all night at this rate.
Now, let me give you a hand, Mrs. Duncan.
Oh, would you?
What?
Oh, you are kind, Mr. Lamb. You see, I don't know what is important and what is supercilious.
Well, all these papers can be thrown away, of course.
Perhaps they didn't
put the Cedric to draw on. They're only written on one side.
Yes, oh, that's a good idea.
Yes,
he could scribble on the back.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
You are?
Take a moment.
And look, there's a little red scarf on the top. You could peel those off and stick them on his wall.
Oh, we like that. Yes, it's things like this that show what sort of a man you are, Mr. Lamb.
Think nothing of it, Mrs. Dunphy. I'll keep an eye open for any more waste paper. We get quite enough in this office.
Lovely day for the day to exercise, too. You sent off that stuff I costed?
Yes, I saw the folder on Mildred's desk and dispatched it by special messenger.
Good, good.
Well, I'm taking the afternoon off.
There's a meeting with the parish council tonight, and I want to think out my text.
The council takes up another old time.
I tell them a great deal of predominantly. An old church hall needs renovating.
Really?
Yeah, so people bring over a new septic tank, and I'm hoping to push them into it.
I suppose the money is a problem as always.
Yes, indeed. We're busy trying to raise some, you know. Oh, it's Gumbelfield, with Bryce and that. We're having a public meeting at which I'll appeal for funds.
Well, that'd be rather embarrassing.
So, I shall fix the audience with a firm but kindly look and say.
Oh, Lyme, somebody's penciling an article.
What? What article?
That baby care article I typed from his sister. It was in a blue folder on my desk. And now it's disappeared.
In a blue folder? But I sent that to NATO headquarters. I thought it was the fans for the day. Yes, true.
They were expecting orders for an emergency.
Oh.
And you sent them instructions on baby fur.
And here is the news report on the curl.
This big NATO exercise took place as planned, but there were several unusual features. In this morning's mock battle on Salisbury Plain, a force of Marines in pushchairs clashed with a battalion of soldiers in trams. Later, on Aldershot Parade Ground, NATO's supreme commander took the salute as European armies marched past in blue woolen bonnets and matching booties. They were heard by a drum major waving a giant rattle. Afterwards, top NATO officers sat down to a ceremonial luncheon of cabbage puree and rust. The prime minister, whose guest of honor was presented with a white china bowl. He seemed puzzled and was heard to remark that he thought it was a little fussy.
You stupid, incompetent fools! You half-witted, half-baked, nincompoop! You blundering idiot!
Don't try to spur our feelings, Sigurd.
You brainless lunatics! Commander of units in paper nappies! It's like a nightmare.
Oh, no, sir. It barely happened.
Oh, be quiet, Lamoral. Throttle.
You do realize, don't you, that one of our recruited Highland regiments has to lie on their backs with their feet in the air
while their sergeant shouted, "Breathe in, breathe out, it's going to be a boy."
No mistakes,
Secretary.
Mistakes, by thunder,
I'd have set you both on the spot, but for one thing.
Where is Dudley Stark?
That wouldn't save you this time, Lamb. I could get you behind treason.
No, no, there's a puzzling aspect to this disaster, and
you'll have to help clear it up.
Well, in all things to assist, sir, just tell us what to do.
Don't tempt me, little guy.
Now, the problem is this. According to
past idiocies,
when you mixed up papers in your care, Miss Murphy's sister should now be dressing her baby in khaki battle dress
and feeding it hand grenades.
But no, the NATO file has simply disappeared.
Yes, so we have.
Other papers are missing as well. In short,
we seem to have a security.
We should call the police.
The police, Lamb, don't make me laugh. This isn't a matter for clout hopping.
Bobbies, it must be handled with extreme delicacy. I've alerted MI5,
and they're sending their
top detective, Commander Strange. A man of such polish and subtlety, you wouldn't even know he's an investigator.
Excuse me, sir. There's a man outside with this room carrying a pair of handcuffs.
Could you come
with
Stone,
please?
No, what have we here? I'm Strange.
You don't look a little peculiar.
Come in, Strange. I'm Sir Gregory Pitkin, M.D. This is Mr. Levitt Brown, Mr. Lamb.
Evening all. Commander Strange at your service.
Well, as you know, Commander, several top secret documents have recently vanished. No doubt you'll wish to question these gentlemen.
Quite so, sir.
I'll start with Mr. Lamb.
Your name, please, Mr. Lamb.
Mr. Lamb.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Have you noticed anything unusual lately?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because Tuesday was a most peculiar day. I cycled to the office, but then I had to go back home.
Why was that, sir?
I'd forgotten my bicycle.
I understand, sir. But it's your work that mainly concerns us. Was there anything odd during office hours?
Well, I played dominoes all morning and slept in the afternoon. Everything was perfectly normal.
Well, that all sounds reasonable enough, sir. You can go for the moment, but don't leave the country without letting us know.
Oh, I won't, Commander. I'll just go and have a bird with Hilton.
Now,
you, Mr. Lenny Crabb. Commander, before you pursue that line, I have to leave in a moment.
Shouldn't we tighten up our security
to prevent any future?
I already have that in hand, sir.
The Ministry keys will no longer be left beneath the doormat.
Good thinking, Commander.
Thank you, sir.
In future, the keys will hang on a string in the letterbox.
All staff will be issued with identity cards, which must be shown on entering the building.
Splendid, splendid.
Bubba, we must get security conscious.
Look at your desk, Lenny.
That red folder, isn't that the design for the new army helicopter?
Yes, that's right.
Well, yes, you'll recall they have teething problems. The rotor blades stay still, and the plane keeps spinning round.
Nevertheless, it's highly confidential. Get it on the strike pad.
Very well, sir. I'll put it in here.
No one ever touches my balls.
Hello, Mrs. Bunting. You're early again.
Yes, I wanted a word with that nice Mr. Lamb. He's one of the best, you know. A man of royal extinction.
Well, we haven't been in all day. We can't understand it.
That's funny. He's got his identity card, has he, with his picture on it?
Yeah, he showed it to me. He wouldn't have the standard ministry photo. He used a more glamorous one. He had taken on his 21st birthday.
That Mr. Lummox Brown went off at Ford, I suppose.
That's right. He was wanted for the parish jumble sale.
So I won't get much of a price for him.
Don't be like that, love. He's working hard for a good cause. Well, I'm off home myself now. I'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Good night, dear. Can I convey
you? Oh, hello, Mrs. Brunting.
Oh, my word, Mr. Lamb, you look all in.
Oh, I've had an awful day. The hall porter wouldn't let me into the building. He said I wasn't like the picture on my staff card.
Blooming cheese.
Yes, I thought so. He's known me for 25 years.
Whilst we got these staff cards anyway, that porter made a fuss about letting me in. He wanted a cuddle first of dirty old devil.
Did you give him one?
Yes, rock on the nose with me handbag. But why are we having these obscurity precautions?
Well, some secret documents have disappeared.
No.
Yes, your bosses think someone here may be selling them to the enemy.
Lummox Brown.
What?
Lummox Brown. He's the one. If there's a vital in our book, I'm often to see him. I'll never distrust him. I reckon he's one of them.
Surely not.
I like him, you know. Yes, you do that. And now I must get on or I'll never finish. Oh, look at the state of Mr. Lummox Brown's drawers. You can't even stuff them for stuff bulging out.
I dare say I'll let them be thrown away or given to Susie. Let's see. It's this red folder that's jamming, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, it's full of old papers. Cedric could draw on those and use the folder for his school book.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lang. This will certainly relieve the confection. You don't think Mr. Lummox Brown needs it, though?
No, he's hardly ever in these days. He gives all his time to the parish council. These jumble sales in the vicar's garden. He's always looking for people who have cast-off clothes.
Your security plans aren't working, Commander. We've lost another vital file, the design for the new British helicopter.
So I understand, sir. However, I'm now convinced it's an inside job. And I have a suspect.
A suspect?
There's one man in this department whose behavior is highly dubious. He's frequently absent from his office. Has a shifty look in his eye, and he associates with women.
No, it's not me. No, I deny it. I genuinely thought the girl gave French lessons. It was all a complete mistake.
Oh, it isn't being you, Sir Gregory. I'm referring to Lennox Brown.
Lennox Brown?
That's right, Tom. I've summoned him here to answer some questions. It may be him now. Come in.
Oh. Hello, Sir Gregory. He wanted a word with me, Commander.
Yes, take a seat, sir.
Thank you.
It has come to my attention that you are frequently absent from your office on, private business.
Somebody's been talking, have they?
They have, sir. And we believe you are working for a certain organization.
Oh. Well, I suppose I'd better bet it. Yes, I am.
So it's true, Lennox Brown. You're giving them what they want.
Well, I'm trying my best to do so.
You villain!
I dare say there were women involved.
Well, naturally, it was the vicar's wife who got me into this.
The vicar's wife?
We have it frequently on the vicarage lawn. The first time, I wasn't much involved, you see, but I enjoyed it so much I felt I ought to help. I've taken them down a lot of useful stuff.
As I suspected.
And no doubt you made a bit of money.
Oh, by Jove, yes. This year we made £35. And that didn't include the teas or the hoopla.
The what?
Oh, that was just a jumble sale, you see. And next year we hope to do even better. I promised to take down my corduroy trousers.
Oh, be quiet, Lennox Brown. False alarm, Commander. This idiot isn't a spy. He's been messing about with some jumble sale nonsense.
What?
Oh, now listen, both of you. This loss of material has got to be stopped, and I'm the man to stop it. Henceforth, I shall be in charge of security here, and all secret papers will be kept in the strong room.
Strong room? I didn't know we had one.
Well, it's in the basement, and it hasn't been used for years, but the walls and door are solid steel, 3 foot thick.
Oh, what about the key, Sir Gregory? It's not like the Ministry safe, I take it. He does have a key.
It has one key only, which will be kept in my desk. Authorized persons may use it, but they'll have to sign this book every time.
Could you hurry and open this door, Mr. Lummy? Oh, the blooming heavy.
I'd like to have carried them for you, Mildred, but I have this key in my hand. Now, you just give it a double turn like that.
She's like something out of James Bond.
It's the toughest strong room in Whitehall. Just bring the files inside and I'll put them on the shelf. I'd better shut the doors. No one can slip in behind us.
Clever of you to think of that, Mr. Lamb. But how do we get out again?
How do we get... Oh, silly me. I've left the key outside.
We're locked in, aren't we? Look, we're trapped.
Yes, I suppose we are, but don't panic, Mildred. Sir Gregory will wonder why we haven't returned the key, and he'll send someone down to look for us. We'll be all right, don't you, darling?
Mr. Lamb, it's about time somebody came.
Within
here 20 minutes.
Oh, it's all right, Mildred. Help is at hand.
Well, well, well. I always thought you should be locked up, too. Seems at last you agree.
I can't think how it happened.
Well, I thought it was fairly obvious. You left the key in the lock outside and closed the door behind you, like this.
What a dark thing you would do, you know.
But Mr. Lennox Brown, you've just been and going down the same thing.
You don't stop to wonder where... What? Oh, good grief.
How could you, sir? You trapped all three of us now.
Oh, now, steady, Mildred. Steady, steady. Mistakes will happen, you know. But Sir Gregory's still in his office. He'll be down to release us in no time. It's your fault, too, you know. He's getting me all confused.
He's gone off home without noticing.
Oh, nonsense, too. I've only been gone half an hour. Sir Gregory won't be without checking the keys back.
But if he doesn't come soon, we'll be stifled. I'm feeling very odd.
Let's face it, you are very odd. Pull yourself together, for heaven's sake.
I think he's beginning to fail, sir. He's had no tea for over an hour.
No.
We'll have no more of that sort of talk, Mildred. We must just keep our spirits up. I know. We'll have a sing-song.
A sing-song?
Well, that's what they did in London during the Blitz. Now, come along with me. Oh. We're going to hang out the watching on the Seabury line. Have you ready to be watching on the air? We're going to hang out the watching on the line.
What the devil's going on in here?
Sir Gregory, we are pleased to see you, sir. I hope you're keeping well. How is your good lady?
Oh, you scatterbrained nitwits. Locked yourselves in, eh?
Well,
I was showing Mildred how to do it, you see, but I pulled it too hard and it banged and I couldn't get at it, so we waited for Mr. Lennox Brown to do it, but when he'd done it, he did it again.
It's not quite as simple as that, Sir Gregory.
Oh, be quiet, both of you. Perfectly plain what happened. In future, make sure you bring the key in with you. As I've done, you see. Then if the door does happen to close, like so, you're perfectly all right.
No, sir.
Yeah, what's that, Miss Muffin?
There's no keyhole on the inside. You trapped us again.
What? You incompetent buffoons! How dare you get me into this? I'll murder the lot of you!
Sir Gregory, please, no, perhaps Commander Strange will come down.
No, Strange's left. Everybody's left. It's Friday afternoon. They've all gone early.
Friday afternoon? Gregory, we're trapped till Monday.
Oh, but there's not enough air to last that long.
Run, don't give the farmer his fun. He'll get by without his rabbit.
Oh, shut up, all of you, shut up, do you hear? Don't you realize that singing uses up oxygen? Be quiet, damn you!
Sorry,
Lamb, you're a junior executive. You'd better stop breathing altogether.
Mr. Gregory!
Don't argue, ma'am, that's an order! How long have we been here, Miss Murphy?
2 hours, sir.
Lord, it seems like 2 days. And another 60 to go. We're never going to make it. You realize that, don't you? We're doomed, all of us.
Oh, now, come, Sir Gregory.
Don't try and pretend. This is the end, can't you see that? We're all going to suffocate.
Oh, there, Sir Gregory.
Now, take your hands off me, woman. Well, it doesn't matter to you three. You'd never have amounted to much, but I was heading for the top. MP, minister, even the big one. And now it's all done, all my hopes, all my dreams, finished.
Lying on his back with his mouth open. That's a bad sign, isn't it?
Perhaps you should give him the kiss of life, one.
No, thank you, I might fall in.
Tell you what, let's have another song.
I'm going, I tell you, to that great ministry in the sky. It's over now. This is the end for all of us.
Evening, old.
Good evening, Mrs. Bunting. To think it should finish like this.
Mrs. Bunting?
What the devil are you doing here?
How did you get in?
How did I get in? Well, through this back door, of course. It's never locked, and I'll keep me bucket and brush in here, don't I?
Oh,
Oh, brace up, too. Sir Gregory's back today.
If he's robbed, why didn't we get 3 weeks' sick leave, too?
Well, we weren't so badly affected, were we? The doctor said Sir Gregory was in deep shock, due partly to the confined space and partly to staying at the office after 4 on a Friday.
Ah, there you are. I just dropped in to tell you that I've fully recovered from that ordeal.
We have some good news, Vilson. While you were away, Commander Strange solved the mystery of the missing papers.
Did he, Bishop? Yes. I knew he had a good brain. Well, what's the answer?
Well, the fact is, sir, my colleague, Mr. Lamb, gave them, quite unwittingly, to our charlady.
What? To the charlady? Why?
For her nephew to draw on, you see. He's very clever, and please don't hit Mr. Gregory. You'll break your umbrella.
I don't care, Lamb. I'll gladly buy another one, you unspeakable imbecile.
Please, Sir Gregory, please, one moment, sir. It's all turned out for the best.
For the best? Well, what on earth do you mean? How could it?
Well, the nephew's a very bright lad, sir. He used that last lot of plans.
He used them?
He built the helicopter in his back garden.
He built it?
Yes. He not only built it, Sir Gregory, it's better than the army's original. He ironed out their teething troubles and made it faster and lighter.
Good Lord. And did he find out why the plane turned and the blades didn't?
Yes, sir. You'll never believe it.
Try me, then.
Well, you see, the whole thing was upside down.
Yes. Upside down?